Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, rocking down the electronic highway. Foster Brown, Gary Baker, Ed Riddell, and Cal Carson in-house today. And we're delighted to welcome a couple of guys to our program who have become local, I don't know what you call them, internet heroes or celebrities.
Online broadcasters.
That's right, right? Online broadcasters. And but they created it online themselves. This wasn't something that started, you know, in another realm and then came online, but it actually was born and bred right on the digital world, and that's Steve Bostador is with us, along with Dave Buchanan. They form the team that has a program called the iPad Show. Gentlemen, welcome to WJR. Good to have you on.
Thanks for having us on.
And, and Steve, in particular, it's good to have you back on.
Yeah, I know, everything's kind of coming full circle.
Hasn't it? Just talk just a second about, when was the first time you were here with us on the Internet Advisor?
I think it was the summer of 2003. I was filling in while all of you guys are probably out on vacation having a lot of fun. And me and Tom Dyroff were sitting in studio on your guys' behalf for a little while.
You know, Tom was on with Foster and I. It was like old home week. He was on last week, and we were talking a little bit about it. And you're right. Foster and I both had that week off.
Yeah.
And we said, Tom, can you handle it? And he kind of looked at us and went, but of course. Right? So, and obviously did a great job, pulled you in. So thank you for doing that and being on with us today. Tell us how this iPad show got started.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, well, I think it all started on Twitter.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
In 140 characters. So tell me, how did that happen?
Well, I was on Twitter, and Steve was on Twitter. This is Dave. And we were kind of just talking about technology and local things, and the iPhone had just come out, and we were like, wow, there's really a missing spot online for technology news coverage and podcasts about the iPhone and iPad eventually. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we just got together and started doing some shows.
Now, you do this from an upstairs bedroom.
Yeah, but we call it Studio B.
Studio B. But this is not cheap. I mean, you spent a bit of money to put this, you know, put Studio B together.
Yeah, right. We started out with just a microphone and a computer and have kind of evolved from there. My wife does voiceover work, so that kind of helped.
So she she kind of knew her way around that part of it. And did she encourage you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so she helped quite a bit, but I've learned through recording and being in bands over time. I'd done a bunch of stuff like that, and we just decided to do video and go all out and make a whole studio and lights and the whole deal.
Oh wow! So now this happens. Is it every Sunday? Am I right? Do you tape this?
Yeah, just about every Sunday, unless we have something important like a nice day of sunshine in Michigan.
So,
or there's a ball game going, right?
Are we simulcast? Are people able to dial into your site? I don't see that on your site, but
there's a live link on there. So when you're online viewing our site, iPadShow.com, you can just hit the live button and watch us do the recording live 3:30 on Sundays.
3:30 on Sunday afternoons. Okay. Now, by the way, we should mention for you folks out there that we've, for your convenience, given you some links to get there. And in the show notes, if you simply click on the iPad Show, it will take you to their website, and you can find out a whole lot more about what the program's about and some of the things they do. This is Dave Buchanan and Steve Bostador, who are on the air with us right now.
You know, I watched a couple of the podcasts, and you guys do what we should have done all along, which is you make no bones about just saying, hey, come on in. We're two guys on a couch. And you really have a good time. You don't worry about making mistakes. I remember 13 years ago when we started, I was so, you know, I was so concerned about making a mistake. Foster said, don't worry, you're going to make a lot of them. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, and you guys just take that to the next level, don't you?
And I guess that's where doing this over the internet comes in handy, because it is so inexpensive to get started doing it on the radio or on the internet. You know, with the radio, you have a whole big production behind you, so you really do have to be accurate and professional. And you know, when you have a small time studio, there's not as much pressure to squeeze out every second of every moment on the air.
Now, how long are your programs, generally speaking?
We generally go for about an hour.
About an hour, okay.
And that really is the charm, though, because you don't have to, and you don't even pretend to try to be real professional. Come on in.
Right.
We're going to talk to you. We're going to have some fun. We're going to, you know, maybe you'll learn something. We'll definitely entertain you. And that's right. Kind of the way you approach it, right?
Right, yeah, we go for the entertainment side more than the professional.
So, all right, now, fun's fun, but this is you've had to invest some money, as Gary hinted before in this right now. You got to this point. And this is a question that everybody who has a dream, you know, of, I want to put my show on the internet. When do you start making some money back on this thing?
And does your wife ask that question?
I'm sure Dave does.
Yeah, we haven't gotten too much money yet, but the deals are in place, and hopefully sometime we'll actually see the money come through. But it's the internet, so people do a lot of crazy stuff.
Okay. Well, how is your – I'm sorry, Cal, go ahead.
Well, it's not a problem that day. Just a question about some of the technology that you're using. Are you shooting this in high definition, or are you just using standard definition for cameras?
We have high definition cameras, but the mixer is only standard definition right now because – high definition costs almost as much as our house.
Are you considering going in the direction of maybe creating some different channels and that sort of thing where, you know, I can tune in one time and I see a couple of tech guys, I tune in another time, there's two guys with toques and beers having cold ones with the back bacon burner?
It's the same two guys.
We just put wigs on. We're kind of doing that a little bit. We have our iPad show. We also do an iPhone app show every once in a while. But we also have just started, a little while ago, two shows about Android phones because we've been getting a lot of comments about Android phones and that kind of stuff. So as technology kind of becomes a little more popular and people have questions, we kind of want to try and cover some more of those things.
See, Foss, I bet they do the same thing we do, which is we justify to our spouses, oh, I got to get this latest gadget because I got to review it for the show. Right?
Well, of course.
Until I was sidelined last year, I could do that when I was self-employed. I can't do that anymore in our very fixed income. I'm just curious, guys, how have you built up, for instance, what is your viewership right now? Do you have any idea? And how has that grown?
Well, we have about 150,000 that listen each week that go to our website and download the podcast. So we have quite a few regular listeners, and a lot of those people come from iTunes or just from viewing our website. Mm-hmm. So it's really word of mouth that we try and kind of get the show out there.
What's that feel like for you guys to be, 150,000 people are, you know, tuning into your stuff everywhere? What's that like?
It really hasn't hit me yet.
You don't feel it when you're sitting in a studio, right, kind of that's a bedroom.
Yeah,
right?
Studio B isn't crowded, eh?
Yeah, and Jackson isn't known as the technology mecca, so we walk around and nobody really knows.
Nobody stopped you on the street for autographs.
We know who you are.
Right.
Yeah, but then when we go to a conference or even if we go to the Apple store, everybody looks at us and they know who we are, and it's kind of awkward, but very interesting.
Yeah, when you ask them questions, you go, well, why ask us? You're supposed to know, right?
No, I'm just curious. Apple is known for being pretty secretive and, you know, and not handing out stuff and saying, here, try this out for us. How are they related to you?
Well, we have a couple friends who work at the Apple stores and stuff that we talk to sometimes, but Apple hasn't really called us or given us any information yet.
No stock options, anything like that?
No.
I don't think Apple does that to anybody anymore.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. With the calls from Apple, unfortunately, are often the cease and desist kind of calls. You don't want those kind of things happening at all on you.
Not usually.
So what are some of the fun things that you're looking ahead for on the iPad show, for instance? What are some of the things that you're looking forward to covering on the iPad show?
So next topics we're looking for a scoop here.
I think that the next show we're going to talk about shopping applications. We like to keep with a theme with every show.
Mm-hmm.
And so this show we're going to do the shopping ads. The show after that, I think we're going to jump back to school because it's kind of seasonal.
Yep.
So we like to cover all the things because there's going to be a lot of iPads in hands of students this year, and it's going to change a lot of things for learning.
What's interesting is that you guys have entered into this and are covering it at precisely the time, and I think you're right, this fall will be, I think, a key moment for the iPad and that whole form factor when kids come to school with it and how they use it in their classrooms and things like that. So, I mean, you're going to have a lot to work with, but I think it's also a great moment for you guys to be around or riding the crest of that wave.
Yeah, you guys were mentioning the Kindle earlier in the show, and this is kind of like a souped-up color version of the Kindle, where students will be able to get it for all their books, but they'll also be able to follow up on news and share photos and connect with their family on different social networks and all that kind of stuff, just from one device that they can always keep in their backpack.
Well, guys, our best wishes to you on this. Keep on going. And, Steve, someday we'll say, we knew you when. You were back here helping us out. Steve Bostendorf and Dave Buchanan, they are the hosts of the iPad Show. And that's very simple to remember, iPadShow.com. You can also get the link off of our InternetAdvisor.net site. Guys, the best to you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show.
Thanks for having us on.
All right, take care. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, a young man in the studio with us is a young high school student who's got a tremendous website that he's put together dedicated to helping you help other people.